Brilliance Audio presents Queen Bess, an unauthorized biography of Bess Meyerson by Jennifer Preston, performed by Suzanne Torin. For my parents and for Chris. Introduction. For more than five decades, Bess Meyerson dominated headlines in New York, so it was not surprising that her death on December 14, 2014, at age 90, was noted on the front page of the New York Times, an honor reserved for the world's most compelling and significant public figures. Old black-and-white photographs showed her with Jacqueline Kennedy and former Mayor Edward I. Koch, and, of course, in a bathing suit, wearing the crown as Miss America 1945. For the most part, Bess would have been pleased by the attention her life story generated online and on social media. She is remembered as the first Jewish Miss America, a beauty with brains, who confronted antisemitism during her reign by speaking out against bigotry and hate, and a television pioneer who evolved from game show host to serious and sophisticated TV personality to celebrated consumer advocate. The press noted her contributions to the city's cultural life and the role she played in helping elect Ed Koch as New York City's mayor in 1977. The stories also recounted the disastrous turn her career took in the 1980s, when a love affair with a much younger man found her swept up in a municipal corruption scandal. The scandal, dubbed the Bess Mess by the tabloids, led to her dismissal as New York City's Cultural Affairs Commissioner and a federal trial on charges of bribery, conspiracy, mail fraud, and obstruction of justice brought by Rudolph W. Giuliani, then the U.S. Attorney in Manhattan. Embarrassing and bizarre details emerged about her private life, destroying the public image she had carefully cultivated since she was a young woman. When she was acquitted of all charges in 1988, Meyerson disappeared from public view for more than 25 years. She lived her final days in relative obscurity in Santa Monica, California. Her death went publicly unnoticed for nearly 3 weeks. Unable to confirm rumors of her death through family or friends, journalists used public records. When I first began working on this book, I was in my late 20s, a reporter in the City Hall Bureau of New York Newsday, covering the municipal corruption scandal that consumed much of the third term of the Koch administration. I could not help but be intrigued by Bess Meyerson's spectacular rise and fall, and the personal challenges she faced while leading a very public life. Looking back now, I wonder whether I was too young to write a biography of someone twice my age. I knew I had much to learn about life before writing someone else's biography. That's perhaps why this story of Bess Meyerson relies less on opinions and assumptions and more heavily on in-depth reporting, public records, transcripts, and interviews. I let the reporting lead me on the journey to tell her story. When Queen Bess was first published in 1990, one reviewer noted I had taken an empathic approach to Bess Meyerson's life. I worried that meant I wasn't tough enough. Now I am glad I followed my instincts. I wanted to understand what was behind some of her decisions and the gender barriers she faced as a powerful and formidable woman. Also, I sought to report as deeply on her achievements as her mistakes. To this day, I'm reminded of Bess whenever I find myself checking prices at the grocery store. It was Bess Meyerson who introduced unit pricing as New York City's first consumer affairs commissioner. That's just one way she used her celebrity that first came from winning the Miss America competition in 1945. Jennifer Preston, January 15th.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?